Our partners at Honolulu Civil Bead have a story they enterprised about vaccinations. Alan Perichini found out that Kauai has the largest number of unvaccinated school children in the state. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
You know, I have to say, I was really surprised by this. I thought it might be someplace like the Big Island.
Well, there were many people who speculated that that might be the case, particularly relating to the Big Island and also Maui. But I had had an inkling all along in this project that Kauai would turn out to be the hotbed. And when we got the data yesterday from the health department, indeed that is the case. We have a school on island, the Alakaio Kauai Charter School, where 40% of the kids are not vaccinated based on a religious exemption. And if you go down the list, Hanalei Elementary, which is a public school, 29%. Kanui Kapono Charter School, 32.9%. Kauai Christian Academy, 21.9%. Kilauea Elementary, which is a public school, 33%. Those are very high numbers.
Very high. Very surprising to me. Really eye-opening.
Well, it was not necessarily a surprise, but the people I've talked to in the school industry and in the health department were surprised not that it was Kauai, but that the numbers were in fact that astronomical. I mean, it's mind-boggling. Although there is a school elsewhere in the state with a much higher rate even than that, it's the Haleakala Waldorf School on Maui, which has 245 students, and 52.7% of them are unvaccinated based on a religious objection.
Yeah, that really is. That is amazing. And this is, we should point out, right, it's both public and private schools.
This is public, private, and charter. And the private schools include religious schools of all types.
And so what does the Department of Health say?
Well, the Department of Health is concerned. They had some issues with getting up-to-date data in their records, and they'd had some staffing problems. When we originally started asking them to release these data, their response initially was that their staffing shortage was severe enough that they hadn't been able to gather it for the current school year. They did, to their credit, about 3 weeks ago, gave all the schools in the state 2 weeks to comply, and while not all of them did, the vast majority are represented in the numbers we got, and I think the health department is as concerned as we are, although they would have to speak for themselves.
It would be interesting to see if that number changes for the next year.
It will be very interesting to see what happens. When you look back, we have 6 years of data, and I've actually just been sitting here looking at as far back as the 2014-2015 school year. And generally speaking, there isn't much change year to year. In Hanalei's case, they're essentially flat from 2014-15 to the present, although Kilauea represents a kind of worrisome trend. They're up about 5 percentage points in terms of religious exemptions in that particular school, which is caught my attention because I live in Kilauea and the school is about a block down the street.
Well, it'd be interesting to see, you know, with this information out, if parents will, if that'll affect their decision one way or the other where they send their kids to school.
I think that's a key question. What these data should let parents do is ask a question, is it safe to send my child to that school? And I think in some of these cases, when you have a situation where 40% of children are unvaccinated or 33% of children unvaccinated, that's a real question for parents. Even if you have a successful measles vaccination, for example, in two rounds, you're still only 98% protected. So a vaccinated child could conceivably get measles from an unvaccinated child, even though his or her risk would be much smaller than it would be without vaccination. But it's certainly possible that even vaccinated children can be infected by unvaccinated children.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because just yesterday, my daughter, who's in her 20s, asked me, Mom, do I have all my vaccines? You know, and I said, yes, you do. And she said, thank you. It's all very interesting. But thanks so much, Alan.
Okay. Have a nice day.
All righty. That was columnist Alan Perichini with today's Reality Check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.